Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
You're tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Industry Night with Foodie and the Beast, David and Nikki Nellis. We have a great show tonight. This is the show, you know, our show on Sundays, the broadcast show, is kind of like a, it's kind of like
which
the old
Ed Sullivan
show.
Which is called Foodie and the Beast.
That's just called Foodie and the Beast, according to my wife.
Right. No, according to everybody. It's been around for 10 years.
Oh, that's right. 11 years, actually. Close.
Oh, well, we're in our 11th
Anyways,
year.
It's our first argument ever.
Gee. It's not an argument. It's a conversation, if you would let me get in a word.
All right. Anyways, that show's more of a variety show with a bunch of segments and kind of fast in and out. This show is a deep dive into one subject. And I guess the subject today is really about, you know, America's obese. And we're obese at, you know, we've got kids that are obese. We've got millennials. We've got boomers. And so there are a lot of weight loss solutions that are out there, and some...
Can I rephrase that for you?
You
so
may.
Obesity is a national problem in this country
right
now.
Yes, it is.
And there are lots of people out there who are trying to remedy this problem, whether it's children and their diets or adults and exercise. But there are lots of systems out there that people are turning to because we have, as a population, lost our way in our relationship with food. And that's why we are struggling with obesity.
That was so eloquently put.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't have to get into the history. We've certainly brought in lots of people here over the last year and on our show for the last 10 plus years to talk about how our food system in the country has changed that has contributed to this country's problem with obesity.
Oh, but absolutely.
We're not getting into that today. Today we're going to talk about one of the remedies that is out there, and you
I'm trying to bring it down here because, you know, there are a lot of, you know, TV is very powerful. You see Nutrisystems, you see Weight Watchers, and I don't know if they work or don't work, but what that does is sort of leaves it in the hand of the customer, of the person who wants to lose weight, with nothing else. And there is a weight loss program that has taken the D.C. area by storm. It's called EMP 180.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be very pro EMP 180 because I'm on the program.
Full disclosure.
And I've lost 13 pounds in 4 weeks, so it's gradual. It's nothing drastic, but it's awesomeness completely. So today we brought in the people from EMP 180. We've got Eric Candelori, who's one of the owners and founders. Vanessa Spiller, who is a nutritionist, my nutritionist, who works with EMP 180 out of the Tyson's Corner store. Mark Novak is the chief park planner for Loudoun County and a former footballer, a former baller at Oregon State, running back. What else were you?
Yeah. Well, he can't talk because he doesn't have
well,
a mic
whatever,
in front of his
but,
face.
And they beat John Elway. They're one big victory. And Margie Weiss is a trainer. She's a personal trainer. She's trained Olympic athletes. Should we do the spoiler alert?
Did we brag about her son? We should let her brag about her son.
But she is skater Eric Weiss's mom,
okay.
And everybody knows
Michael
and remembers
Weiss.
Him. He's
Michael.
Fabulous.
Michael Weiss.
Oh, you're Eric Candelori. Michael Weiss. I did that out there, too.
Okay.
Do you have twins? No. All right. So, I guess, Eric, the way to get into it is, how did all this, what's the gestation of the whole concept?
So it started with Jim and I, my partner, about 3 years ago, and we looked at the weight loss industry and we realized there were a lot of programs out there that could help you lose weight, but that almost all of them were temporary. So you'd lose the weight and then it was good luck and that was it. And we just believed there had to be a better way to structure a program so that while you're losing the weight, you can learn how to eat properly and come up with a business concept where once the people reach their, what we call your empowered weight, a healthy weight, that they could continue to come in and see our dietitians, nutritionists, counselors to talk about how to maintain their weight, to talk about what they're eating, and basically live a healthy life. And we put it together, opened in December of 2016. And
okay, I feel like you glossed over 3 years. How did you put it together? What kind of research did you do? How did the two of you work together to come up with the overall product?
So I would tell you that it's more the structure of it than the actual diet. There mm-hmm. are a lot of diets out there that work. But the problem is we see that people are given a diet with no instruction, no guidance. And I think that that's the problem. Anybody can say, eat this diet food and you'll lose weight. And you will. And then what? So your choice is, let's eat diet food the rest of our life?
Mm-hmm.
I watch people do that over and over again. And like that to me is not appealing. I just don't see why people would want to keep eating diet food. So I'm, let's
say. And what, when we say diet food, what does that mean to you? Because I think people, everybody in here, we all have our version of what diet food is, right? Like I know what diet food means to me, but I don't know what diet food means to you or anybody else in this studio.
Well, I mean, if you're on Weight Watchers, do you eat that the rest of your life?
Well, we're not talking about Weight Watchers, Weight Watchers specific, there are foods for Weight Watchers, but Weight Watchers is a diet. It's a way of living, not prepared foods, but like what points, right? What you can eat, what you can't eat. I've never done it. Let me ask
Vanessa, because to me, the problem is, I mean, I come from a fat family and we have a relationship with food that's totally screwed up. And we see food as a pacifier when we're tense. We see food, you know, my first thought was, before I met you guys, was when I was either uptight or I had, you know, my mouth was hungry, but my stomach wasn't hungry, but my mouth was hungry, was to go shove something in it. It was usually cheese or something really thick and satisfying. And that's really what I, about your program, that I had, you know, the epiphany that happened was I realized that.
Are you asking her a question?
Well yeah, because that, I want to know how you got to that. Because that's not what, how you got to understanding that what you really had to do was modify people's behavior along with taking the weight off.
Well, it is all about behavior. Everyone who comes to, everyone sitting in this room, anyone who walks through our doors at EMP 180 has a relationship with food that's good and bad. All of us have, you know, thoughts or memories of food. We all eat because we're tired. We all eat because we're stressed. You have to learn to manage that. I always tell clients, that's a reality. There's no perfection to this. But what I want to do as a coach is make that spiral last a less amount of time. So that, you know, if before you had your morning started out rough with food and you just, well, I'll just let the rest of the day go down the tubes. Let's stop that. Let's stop that by the next snack. Because it's true. Everyone, you're going to have your days. You take two steps forward and one step back. Everybody. No matter how much. I know a lot about food and I love good food. And I'm telling you what, I have days that I take two steps forward and one step back. But I can stop it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want to build, we actually have a part of our diet, our program, that helps with that inner peace, that mind peace. We work with you. We give you, for lack of a better word, a questionnaire that you answer. And then we're able to assess, is your larger percentage of your issue from stress, perfectionism, commitment, discomfort? No one's comfortable walking in those doors knowing they have a problem
mm-hmm.
and we're the solution.
So how is it? So let's walk through that a little bit. How did you connect with this program? I mean, you were a nutritionist and you're a trainer, mm-hmm. right? So mm-hmm. what was it about what this program was offering that you found appealing to what you were already doing?
I love that question. And I'm not saying this just because Eric's in the room.
Right.
Yes, you are. Come on.
Okay. Well, I've been a nutritionist for about 13 years.
Okay.
I had owned my own Whole Foods nutrition business. And a friend of mine had heard about this opening as a health coach and how what attracted me was it was more than just the food. Mm-hmm. I hadn't had the opportunity to really work as a health coach. I had been, you know, a personal trainer, get people fit, or just that food piece. Nothing really about the whole world of coaching and health, mm-hmm. meaning fighting disease. I mean, I was working with 12-year-olds on the borderline of high cholesterol. And I wanted to really delve into that. I felt I had that skill set to work with the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
What impressed me, I've been there almost 2 years, believe it or not, the most was the people. They're really qualified. We have integrative health specialists. We have registered dietitians. You have the certified nutritionists. We have people on staff who have masters of health and science. And I just was so drawn in by the expertise of the people. And then the full Monty of the program, just, mm-hmm. you know, it's the food, it's the inner diet, it's the maintenance. And well, I just wanted to be a part of that.
Was that purposeful, Eric, that you found people like Vanessa because you understood that it was, the behavior had to be addressed too?
Yes. So my background's more in business than in diet. And I looked at this and I said, I know the one thing we have to do is you can't have a great program without great people on your staff. So we started with being very particular about who we hired. And we continue to do that today. It's a lot more difficult with 30 people, hopefully growing to 50 people by the end of the year. But that's what we're trying to do. Because if we don't have great people, they can't help our clients.
We're in an industry that you have to walk the walk of what
sure.
we do. Those people coming in are, you know, they don't have to be inspired by you necessarily, but you have to believe. I can't go in the back room and eat a pizza every day if I'm telling somebody else to get plenty of greens. You got to walk the walk. And
well,
every
so let's
we do,
talk about what the walk is. So somebody walks off the street, they come into EMP 180. I know we have two clients here who have done it, but I want to get to them a little bit because I want to give people sort of the basis of how you start on this diet and sort of what the process is and then what the layers of mental assistance are. Because I know, you know, I've been living with somebody who's been on it for 4 weeks. I'm sure you both remember what it was like your first 4 weeks. Yes, thank you. And so I guess what I want to do is talk about
I think I'm great.
Yeah, you always think you're great. So let's talk about the immediate change that people take when they begin and how you start them on this diet.
I think that's
or this way of life instead of diet. Let's call it a way of life.
You want me to get started? So I think the best piece of it is when you come in, we have a specific machine that we use that tells us where you're starting. You cannot accomplish a goal if you don't even know where you're starting from. So this, we're going to be able to know the science behind weight loss will never change. You have to take in less calories than your body needs. Now there's other pieces to it, but that's at the basis. So we've got to know where you're starting from. So we first start you on the machine. We have all the data. Numbers don't lie. I can sit across.
Talk about what the machine measures.
Can we talk about what is the machine?
Sure. So the machine is called the InBody Composition Machine. Mm-hmm. And what it does when you stand on it is it sends safe, small electrical pulses through your body. Mm-hmm. And it's able to push through muscle and push through fat. And then a formula in the machine is spat out so that we can see what your muscle is, what your fat is, what your hydration is, your water retention. And it's also,
and
it's got your age, and your visceral.
Who even knows what viscera? Viscera is fat right around your organs.
I'll tell you what viscera is. Right? I can talk about fat all day long.
Okay.
But just don't look at me when you do.
But the machine also knows your age and your height and gender. So those things are factors. But here's my best example. We have a client here with us today. You know, she's a 70-year-old woman who has had a ton of muscle when she came in.
You look really good.
Right?
You look fabulous.
Because
he's 70.
Wait a minute. Fortunately, we're on the internet. If you think I'm sitting here to take shit for an hour, you're out of your mind. Anyway.
See, my coaching sessions will be nothing
now.
Yeah,
this is nothing.
But the thing is, we can take everyone as individuals. So if I had another 70-year-old female, her height walk in, who'd had 10 pounds of muscle to gain, that person's plan would look completely different than what Margie's looked like. Mm-hmm. So we start there. We know the numbers. We explain them to you every week when you come in. You get those numbers. We're nutrition-based. We create your nutrition based on your specific needs. And then health coaching. You have accountability. You got to come in. So we've created the food plan that's just for you. We know your specific numbers. So it's
talk individual. About because you eat. I mean, one of my concerns coming in was that I was going to be hungry. I was going to be eating, you know, little things, but you eat six times a day.
Yeah,
and for whatever reason, what's in there kills appetite.
But can we talk about, and Eric, I'd like you to sort of dive in on this too. Can we talk about what you're eating? Because while there is some fresh food component, there's a lot of prepackaged food. And I know you're in this for the business as well, but is that why, instead of going the fresh food route entirely?
Yeah, it's the goal is to try and get people to their target weight as quickly as possible in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at it, we're saying, okay, this prepackaged foods is something that's measurable, that a lot of times when if you were to try and do this with just fresh food,
Leave it up to them.
It would
you
be
can't
more
trust
difficult.
Them.
It's too much of a pain in the neck.
Yeah, we want this to be as exact as possible.
Okay.
And using those foods helps us do that.
So can we talk about the foods that, and I'll leave this to both of you, that are on this particular program, how you came up with the compositions of them, what's in them, and why they satisfy whatever nutritional needs that work?
Yeah, sure. So what makes the most sense when you're eating well, whether it's to lose weight, build muscle, be an athlete, is down to macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbs. So our packaged food is manufactured in a way that allows us to guide people very easily with food that's going to have the protein, fat, and carbs they need. Mm-hmm. And that just keeps it really easy for people. I can't tell you the people I sit across from that say, well, what is a carb? I mean, we're starting at that level. So
that's fascinating.
It's fascinating. And it just shows you how under...
Because they don't know or because they don't want to know?
I mean, don't think they know. I think that the opportunity for people to learn about food is exponential.
You're probably 100% right. And I'm not trying to be like a food snob.
No, I get excited about that.
I am in the food world, right. But I just feel that we are bombarded on a daily basis.
It's confusing.
I think there are people that use computers that don't know what kilobytes are. It doesn't matter.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, like carbs and sugars.
I don't judge it.
I don't judge it.
I'm judging it.
I judge it a little bit. It does surprise me. But I will tell you, I mean, in the past, my husband has been sort of a yo-yo dieter. He's always like dieting.
I'm not telling tales
out of school.
She's speaking truth to power
and,
right
you know,
now.
He's always asked me, I mean, can I eat this? Can I eat that? And I'm like, you're a fucking grown man. Like, can't you figure out what you're supposed to eat? But I mean, and I say that with love. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to me, I mean, I grew up in a very food-obsessed family. But my mother's a fabulous cook. I cook. I mean, food, you know, we woke up in the morning and had breakfast. We talked about where we were having snacks. What were we going to do for lunch? Dinner was planned out before we were even sitting down for lunch. Like, food is an incredible part of my life. It is my profession and my passion. Mm-hmm. And so it is really, you know, it involves all my social interactions. I mean, everything is surrounded by food and wine and drinks and all sorts of things. So it's such a key component in who and what I am. But I feel like I have found, even though it takes a lot, a balance, which is, I'm not pretending that that's easy.
It's not.
But I do know, you know, if I'm going to choose between, let's say, an apple and a salad, I know that actually the apple is higher in sugar. So I'm better off with that salad. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. So, I mean, these are just things that I guess I got through osmosis and just happened to know.
Most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Kids aren't taught that. I mean, they just don't know it. So we're able to put together a program with this food that teaches you that process.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal, the only reason, honestly, that I can work there and make this work because of my Whole Foods background is our number one goal is to get everybody to Whole Foods.
So is that part of the progression?
That is the progression. That okay. is where
Meat,
we
she
want.
Means
that is the goal.
Eating Whole Foods, not Whole Foods.
Real foods.
The store.
No,
yeah.
Not
exactly.
Whole Foods. The store.
I do get that question a lot. But Real Foods. That's the goal.
Right.
And so we set up the structure with the product because it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
That way I can know exactly what they're having and what they need. And then however many weeks you're on the program, we can start incorporating Whole Foods early on. Maybe for some people, maybe it's at the end. But that's the goal. The goal is real food.
And then when is that transition? Do you come up with, is there a team of people? Is it just you? Like, do people sit down with you and then decide, is it a number? I want to be 100 pounds or whatever it is on the scale. Like, how do you come up with what's the best health for somebody? Is it based on weight? Is it based on muscle? Is it based off that machine? How is it that you decide what works?
There's a couple pieces to that. So everyone's got kind of a number in their head that they want to weigh. Mm-hmm. What we base ours on.
Usually more than what the healthy weight is.
Right,
yeah,
yes.
It's higher. As David had a higher number.
What do you mean? Is what he should be?
What he thought was healthy. Yes. The actual number was
Because, you know,
low.
We don't have a scale in the house. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in weight.
We're not allowed to have
a scale.
We're
not allowed. I mean, when I moved in 25 years ago, I mean, I threw it away. I have no idea what I weigh. I don't want to know.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
She hasn't gained or lost 2 pounds since I met her.
Well, I gained 50 pounds twice because I had babies.
When you were pregnant.
But I mean, like, you know what I'm saying. Right. I just, like, that's what works for me. I found what works for me. But so that's why I'm curious how it works for other people. How do you help them find their peak? What's the best health for them?
And a lot of that is around body fat. So body fat is what is unhealthy at the end of the day. Obesity, I just read today that being overweight is second to smoking as far as causing death. Second to smoking. I wouldn't even have put them in the same ballpark.
I know, it's amazing, right?
Being just 20 pounds overweight can take 8 years off your life.
Well, because it's not, I think what happens when people hear that is they think, well, I'm not obese, but they don't realize how it contributes to high cholesterol, diabetes,
within
heart
10
disease,
pounds,
right? Like
just 10
all
pounds.
These other things.
Yeah.
You know,
that
your cardiovascular
sucks,
system.
Body fat is just inflammation. Inflammation creates disease.
Body fat is inflammation?
That's all it is. Creates inflammation. That's all it is.
Inflamed.
Chronically.
You know, the only bad thing makes me is if I lose a lot of weight, I'm going to live longer. There you go.
You can threaten me all you want.
All
that's
right.
Fine. So let's move in to Mark and Marjorie, who are both clients of EMP. And I'd love to hear your stories because I know they're both very varied. Marjorie, why don't we start with you?
Okay.
You're going to have to come up to the mic.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about your background and who you are and where you come from and how you wound up walking through those doors one day.
Well, I'm a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer, owned Gold's Gyms, been in the athletic business ever since I was a kid. I was a gymnast. And my clients range from 83-year-old to Olympic athletes to young kids. I have different kids, different people every hour. And I always tell people, I think they had to have a television program called The Biggest Loser for the Rest of Us. Because almost everybody in the United States, it seems to me that I train or whatever, could afford to lose 20 pounds. So in January every year, I do my little resolutions, what I'm going to do. It's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. You know, I think I'm in good shape. I teach a lot of classes. You know, I work out all day. That's my job. Just like you guys have food, you know, mine is training people and working out myself. And so I said, I wanted to have no lean muscle mass loss because at age 70, you don't want to lose your lean muscle mass. Your heart is...
And you're little, so you're... And I mean that in a positive way, but you're little, so like osteoporosis,
exactly.
Things of that nature, you
well,
have to be
very
concerned
about.
Well,
and I'm also adopted, so I don't know what my heritage is. And so for those reasons, I said, I want to go to somebody, but it has to be somebody who knows nutrition. I don't want to just go and look on a piece of paper. And I want the education, because I want to transfer that to my clients, because even though I don't think I'm particularly overweight, but I want to see, can I lose 20 pounds? Yeah, guess what, I could. And the thing that I learned, and that's what I wanted, was the education for not only me, but for all of my clients. And I've used it already on so many people.
So you're like a de facto, she's like a real ambassador. She's
right.
Like
well,
evangelizing.
When I, yeah, right, when
people.
I go teach a class, what did you do?
Right.
But the thing that intrigued me was that I kept the lean muscle mass, and it's something that I can do for life. Mm-hmm. I'm perfectly comfortable with the program. I'm perfectly comfortable doing the regular food now. And it worked right in very seamlessly.
Well, so I'd like to go back a little bit. So how did you integrate the program initially? Like, how did you start on the program with the prepackaged food?
Well, did you go whole hog on the program?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to do this for a month and see what, because I figure if I can't lose 20 pounds in a month, I'm not paying much attention. Mm-hmm. So I said, shut up and listen to what they have to say and do exactly what they said. And guess what? The program does exactly what they told you it was going to do.
So how long ago was that?
I started January 11th. And
oh, okay, this year.
This year.
Used it for a month.
Yep, used it for a month.
And you lost 20 pounds in a month.
No, probably a little longer than a month. But
okay, but ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And then I've kept it off.
So then what was...
How did I only lose 13?
Okay.
Vanessa.
Well, and remember, everybody
but
has a different amount.
But she also works out.
Yeah, and I have a different amount of lean muscle mass than some people, just because of that. But I also have a different energy level, too.
Okay,
I'm
but
a hyper.
Let's talk about lean muscle mass. What does that mean?
That scares me to not have that. Your heart is a
right,
muscle.
Right, but how do we explain that?
What is lean muscle mass?
Lean muscle mass is usable strength. Fat sits there. It only takes 4 grams to exist of food, whereas muscle takes 9. So the more lean muscle mass you have, the better fat burner you are at rest.
So how do we make sure, how does EMP 180 assist with making sure that the muscle you're maintaining is that lean muscle mass?
Yeah, how do you get lean muscle mass?
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. So when someone walks in, someone like a Margie, when she has done the in-body composition scale, it tells me, or David, I know exactly how much muscle mass they're starting with.
Okay.
That machine's going to tell me if they have muscle to
gain. Is that like BMI?
No, it's totally a different number. Yeah.
Is that number BS? Like it means nothing? Okay, it means nothing.
We call it skeletal muscle mass. It's muscle that's attached to your bone. So the first thing I look for is that number, and do you have enough skeletal muscle mass to carry your current body weight? So if even if you're a client of mine that's got 50 pounds to lose, do you have enough muscle to carry your current body?
By the way, when I come in, she says, here comes Tarzan.
Yeah, so. Yeah, sure she does. We all say that when you come in, honey.
That's right.
Because if you don't, that's dangerous.
Right.
There is a study that was just released that shows if you have inadequate amounts of skeletal muscle mass, your risk of dementia is increased by like 50%.
Oh my God, that's
like, would
insane.
You take that card? Like, absolutely not.
Why are they blasting that from, like, that should be like on the front
I do,
page
I know,
of every
it
paper.
Should be everywhere.
Because I think that would really
it's
scare
a great headline,
people.
Eric. Are you crazy?
Right.
Yeah. So, and you don't need an overabundance of muscle, you just need enough to carry your current body weight.
Okay.
And at that level, you are going to burn fat, stand tall, a lot less risk of disease, super, and burn more calories at rest. I mean, that's the importance of having, and your heart's a muscle. Like,
so Margie, when you did the program and then you transitioned to Whole Foods, what did that look like for you? Or do you still use, like, do you wake up in the morning and do their oatmeal or have one of their bars? Like, how did you change your lifestyle?
Well, I wrote out a diet for myself. And I said, okay, if this oatmeal that they have is giving me, I looked in the book, it's going to give me this amount of carbs, this amount of protein, whatever. Well, how can I simulate that? Okay, so if I ate 4 egg whites in the morning and, you know, peanut butter or something, I can get the same general amount.
So you're sort of ahead of the team, right? Because you
well, and you know what you like and you know what's right. comfortable. Because
but I feel
don't...
like you're smart. You're really smart. Like, you know how it works. Like, you
but
understand
that's why, but she can
science.
Do that. I gave it to her. I said, okay, is this going to work? Because I want it, and that I could tell by the end of the day how many carbs, how many grams of protein or whatever. And she tells you at the end.
Right.
Okay, I want you to have, for my lifestyle, I have to have almost 140 grams of protein. I wasn't even close to that. And I thought I was
that
doing
great.
That
sounds like
now.
A lot of protein.
But you don't know
she
what I do.
She wasn't close to that. But I mean, that's so what she needs.
But that brings up an interesting issue, because I'm sitting here listening to that. Like, I know kind of intuitively when I'm going to transition off this what I should probably eat, but I don't count calories and carbs and stick them on my phone. It's too much for me.
And you don't have to.
But, I mean, you'll have the guidance. That's the beauty
the education.
Of the system. Right.
Because that's it. I mean, in other words, is it also for the idiots in the crowd, like yours truly? Do you say, here's a 7-day menu of the kinds
absolutely.
Of things
absolutely. It can
be
as
eating.
Simple as it needs to be, or...
Well, actually, I mean, we have to take a break, and then I promise Mark will get to you.
Mark said, why am I here?
But I think some of your collateral is really excellent. So, you know, David has it all taped up on our fridge, since our children are too old to put up their artwork.
Good,
we
I
have
want
David's
Eric to know
diet
that.
Up there. you know, and it gives you a day-by-day what you're supposed to eat and what you're supposed to do. And then there's the do's and don'ts, mm-hmm. your food list.
It's also when you're supposed to do it, which is
when,
really
yeah.
important.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
The when is really interesting. Actually, we have 3 minutes before we have to take a commercial break. Can you both talk about the whens and why eating at certain points in the day is more successful than others?
Well, I'm going to leave that for Vanessa, but a couple of things I'll mention to you on the scale, because sometimes people are like, what's, you know, in-body composition? This is something that's used by most NFL teams. So they're using it with their linemen because they want to determine, yes, you weigh 325 pounds, but they want a certain percentage in muscle versus fat. The other part of it is, when you think about the program, you know, why? Well, I'm sure there are plenty of people who are skeptical saying, oh, it sounds like every other diet I've done. The difference is we're saying when you reach that empowered weight, you can continue to come in. You just achieved a lifetime membership. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to cost you anything to keep coming in and talking to counselors. You're not going to get the food because we want you to learn to eat real food, but you're going to get guidance and advice on what to do. So this goes back to what you were saying about you know, a lot of people don't understand this. They're not of the expertise of a personal trainer to say, what do I eat?
Right.
But the fact that you can keep coming in, and hopefully if you're on it 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 6 weeks, you can learn while you're on and then continue to come in.
And still get the education.
That's a huge thing. Because that's the other thing about the other programs. You know, you buy their food and they ship it and you lose weight. But when you're done.
Yeah, good luck after that. You're
sayonara.
There's nothing after.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back
and
talk to Mark.
And then we'll talk to Mark and
hear his incredible story.
Exactly. This is David and Nikki Nellis. We're in the gorgeous Line Hotel talking about how you could be healthy too.
Let's get a room.
Huh? did you get us one?
Huh? Yeah, no, we'll but this program, when you lose weight, you perk up like a rabbit.
Yeah, let's see. We'll be back in just a sec.
We are back on Industry Night with Foodie and the Beast, David and Nikki Nellis, and the subject on the table today is EMP 180, which is an amazing, not just a weight loss program, it's really a food behavior modification program that teaches you how to, you know, not just what to eat, but why you should eat it, how you eat, and with the drives that you might want to avoid. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon or at 10 o'clock at night when you're gonna go chow down on a piece of cheese. Because it's all about it's half of it's in your head. And the importance of water. And we're gonna talk about that too. Lots of fluids. But Mark.
Hi Mark.
Mark Novak, I wanna give it your title again. He's the chief park planner for Loudoun County. He's a volunteer EMT. And your story is pretty cool. You were a football player in college, you weighed 235. You were, you know.
How tall are you though?
Yeah, I was a pretty athletic individual.
Right on that mic.
Oh, yeah, please.
I was
Thank
a pretty
you.
Athletic individual in my youth. Kept with it throughout my years, and then as I got older, I started to kind of wean away from it. And that's when the, I guess, the 40, 50-year bulge started coming on. I didn't really think I was overweight. I was still able to do a lot of things until I started having surgeries on my knees and on my shoulders and all the aches and pains from the years of pounding started to catch up with me, and I thought I was pretty much done with being athletic.
But did you think that the surgeries were because of your early athletic adventures, or was it a combo because of the weight you had gained?
Well, that's what's incredible about it. So I was thought I would never be able to run again. I thought I could walk a lot, but it was in a lot of pain. And then I decided I got to lose some weight. So I went from 217 down to about 170 as a consistency from this program. But what I learned from it was I didn't have the pain. The pain went away. My high blood pressure went away.
Does this go back to lean muscle? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything started to go away. My back pain went away. Everything went away. I got to where I feel now that I'm back to probably 50-ish kind of feeling, running.
How old are you?
I'm 64.
Okay.
Going on 65.
That's okay.
It's a life-changing...
I call him the kid.
It's a life-changing event. It's more than just the diet. It's the whole attitude they give you. The coaching, Vanessa, has been great. And when I found out that she kept kind of telling me about her background, I learned that I could probably run again. So now I'm going to be doing my first marathon in October.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Yeah. So I've been running a lot, doing a lot of small 5Ks, 10s, and half milers. Mm-hmm. I mean, half marathons. So, again, it's an attitude shift. The eating and the dieting, I don't even think it's a dieting process. It's more of a mental attitude.
How about when you started? Let's go back to your beginning. How did you find them? What was it that was appealing to you? And how did you integrate the process into your lifestyle?
Sure. So what ended up happening was I did hear about the product through the radio. So I heard that, but my wife kept saying, go try something. You try something different. And I said, all right. So I went in and did the free evaluation, I think they call it. And then once we got into it, and I was still kind of curious, not quite sure if it was really for me. And then I realized that it was the fact that I had to make an investment into it. Mm-hmm. The investment is what really sold me on it. It was not just the investment financially, but it was health-wise.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you right now, within the first 2 weeks, I noticed the difference. And when they say the fat melts off you, it was melting off. I mean, within 6 months, I had lost the majority of the weight. It wasn't coming back. I was nervous when I first went in because I didn't want to lose the muscle. And I kept telling...
It's interesting that both of you were very concerned about that.
Yeah, and I kept telling Vanessa, you know, I think 180 is my weight. And she kind of said, yeah, we'll see. So I didn't want to go below 170. And she said,
now,
yeah.
Now, why? What was that mental number for you? What was it about that number?
Light. It seems too light.
But what was it? Were
ego.
You afraid
it
that
was
it
ego.
Was like...
It was losing...
Well, maybe that's your football player mentality, right? Like, you have to be like, I don't know.
I don't
know
bulky.
Anything about football, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, they always say what their height and poundage is, right?
And I realized that I think my ideal weight for what I want to do now is probably 165.
Wow.
And I'm not worried about going down because I know how now to control my muscle mass versus my weight. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think about the weight as much as though it's more of a, I got to get to where I need to be to do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I come in weekly. Vanessa coaches me on. It's kind of a great thing, too, because, like I said, she's changed my lifestyle in terms of the mental attitude of being able to do something I never thought I could do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that on top of the – it's a great program in terms of, yeah, you lose weight, but you also gain a sense of ownership of yourself. So
well, that's a behavioral change. But talk about now the foods that you used to eat.
Okay.
And what you do about it.
Yeah,
that.
What was your lifestyle before? Because, Margie, your lifestyle before still sounds pretty healthy. You strike me as a very healthy person. I don't know. I'm not
okay,
sure. I'm not sure how healthy you were.
Oh, now you're in the crapper market.
Before
thank God.
We'll
take
that. The 180.
Well,
so
here's,
what was your lifestyle before versus now?
Here's the ironic part about that. So before I got married, I was your average junkie. I would eat anything I could whenever I could. Didn't really eat breakfast. Went straight to when I got hungry, I just gouged food down.
Mm-hmm.
When I got married, my wife was a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this isn't going to work. But it actually did work. I was a vegetarian for almost 10 years. But I still was gaining weight because it's not being a vegetarian means you're going to lose weight. It's just how you eat the food. So,
well, if you eat a lot of bread and
yeah,
you know, right? There's a lot of things that are vegetarian that are not healthy. Fritos aren't vegetarian.
So that's the funny part. I thought I was eating healthy, but I really wasn't. And then when we had our kids, we were worried about them not getting enough protein. So we started eating the fish and stuff again. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of, I was fine until I realized this is not the healthiest food, and it's the choice of food you eat. In the morning, I wasn't eating breakfast. So by 10 o'clock, I was starving. By lunchtime, I was too busy to eat, so I wouldn't eat till sometimes 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then you justify it. Then you're like, dinner. I haven't eaten all day, so
A big dinner, and then you'd be sleeping with that. So, you know, I just didn't feel good. My energy level was down. This program has given me the ability to know the difference of what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. I eat 4 or 5 times a day now, snacks, little things here and there. Mm-hmm. Sweet potatoes are the key. Peanut butter is a no-no, but I love peanut butter. That's another protein thing that mm-hmm.
Wait, it's a no-no?
In his quantity.
The way he eats it.
It's like a jar a day, you know.
Okay.
No, so...
But are you doing a mix of products and whole foods? How are you integrating it in your life?
I've gone straight to the real foods. I've learned to eat the right foods. I don't use the products, although they're there if I ever need to go back and get back mm-hmm. down to where I need to. But I've been able to figure out how to juggle the 5-pound weight difference. And when I know I think I'm getting heavy, and I'll come in at weigh 170, and I'll go, oh, my gosh, I'm pigged out this week. Vanessa just kind of looks at me and goes, you know, you're fine. So,
right, because, I mean, just to be clear, like, we all want to look a certain way, whether it's by a number or how our pants fit or whatever. But given the way society is with food, there are a lot of things where food is a part of our culture, right? So whether you celebrate Easter or Passover, those are huge meals where people are eating mass quantities of all sorts of things. And then there's date night on, you know, Saturday night, or there's an event or a festival, and you are surrounded by lots of drink, lots of food. So there has to be some way that you can indulge a little bit without going off the rails, right?
And I have done that. I've panicked when I would be going on a business trip saying, what am I going to eat? How do I do this? And she would say, just relax. I'll tell you what to do. But you do. You learned. You know, you could even have alcohol if you wanted. But I've kind of curved that to the point where I drank a beer after my race, so I have to apologize. I did do that. So,
but that's good. That's like a Gatorade.
But you're allowed to do that, and you know you're allowed to go off if you want to say go off a little bit into adventurous food eating. But you just have to know how to pull yourself back.
Well, it's volume too. Yeah, that's the other thing.
And that's a key point, because I never eat a full portion anymore. It's always, I'll order something, I'll cut it in half and say, I can't even eat a full portion anymore.
That's amazing.
I don't have that problem yet.
Not yet. That has not happened yet.
So again, it's all about your lifestyle and what you want to do.
But I think that's really the critical thing, because the ability to transition off the kind of the strictures of the program and live your life, but still have your head changed.
Well, I want to go back to Margie for a second. I'm just sort of curious, given your physically fit background, when you decided to do EMP 180 and change the way you ate and did things, did you have to change drastically what you were doing? Like, were there things, given like your personal trainer and the gyms and your son, it just seems that you had a lot of knowledge already. So were there things that you had to change drastically, or was it little tweaks for you?
I had to change some things. Because I personal train for an hour and then I drive someplace else, then I teach a class for an hour and then I drive someplace else, I did have snacks and stuff in the car. Mm-hmm. And I would have yogurt in the car, and I'd have tomatoes in the car, and I'd have, you know, a bunch
almonds
of different things.
Or something like that, right?
A lot of things in the car. But from like 2 o'clock till 7 o'clock, I have clients, bang, 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 bang. So I wasn't eating anything. By the time I got home at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, I was starved. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I would eat the wrong stuff, and I didn't get enough protein all during the day. And at my age, like, I actually had an injury to my arm. I was spotting a gymnast, and she ripped my bicep tendon.
Oh, that must have hurt.
And so, yeah, it was bad. So I had surgery to put it back in, and that was last year. And so I also wanted to see, is that muscle better again, or is it not as good? So I knew that they had something that could show me that. It's like, so I wanted to see, is my right arm as good as my left arm now? Because I didn't feel like it had quite the strength. Well, I found out it was about the same. And I was just, so it was mental. And I have another client that he's 83, and I sent him there because he kept saying, well, my one leg is weaker than the other. I'm going, I don't think so. I think you have a slightly hyperextension in the knee because he had knee surgery. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't prove it. As soon as he went on, and so he would sit for most of his workout with me. As soon as I put him on that scale and said, oh, guess what? Both legs are even. All of a sudden, he's standing up for the whole hour. You know how much better a workout he's getting?
That's fascinating.
Because he can stand up, and it's all mental. So a lot of it was just what you mentally can do. And so mine was more tweaking, but it's made a huge difference. I never ate 4 cups of vegetables, and now all of a sudden, I love vegetables. I'm finding okra. I'm finding bok choy. Like, I never thought I'd like those things. They're good. Mm-hmm. And you saute them in the virgin olive oil. I never was a really big virgin olive oil because it seemed to me like it was fatty, and it tastes so rich that I thought it had to be bad for me.
I've started doing olive oil shooters. It's... Seriously?
No, he does.
But it's serious. It's amazing that so in that sense the education, the changes that I've made, and making sure she kept telling me don't stop eating your protein because you're at a stage now where if you do you're going to lose your lean muscle mass. That scares me.
Interesting. And Vanessa, I want to talk about liquid intake because I feel like that is a big miss for people because a lot of times people eat. Not because they're actually hungry, but because they're dehydrated and they're not consuming enough water.
I think most people walk around severely dehydrated. You can lose 3 cups of water just by breathing in one day, just existing and breathing. That's 3 cups of hydration. That doesn't include your yoga class
or your workout.
Run. Mm-hmm. And the other thing people underestimate, you know, we've kind of learned, fitness and wellness, there's a lot of trends out there. And for years you've heard 8 8-ounce glasses a day, which is a really good place to start. But for most of the people who walk in our door, that means they're grossly under the water intake that they need. A good gauge is you need about half the amount of ounces in your body weight. So if you come into EMP and you're weighing 280 and you want to get down to 220, 190, you need to be drinking water as a 280. But that's not what people are doing.
Right.
Water will, 70% of our body.
Wait, so how much water, let's use David. What do you weigh?
60 ounces.
So you're supposed to drink 60 ounces a day?
Yeah.
Well, that's minimum.
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 My God, I'm going to grow fins.
I know.
And
I'm
gills.
Trying to get you up to speed slowly.
Seriously? That's a minimum?
See, that's the part.
I struggle to.
He does struggle. But now, how do you feel like a sprinkle of Himalayan salt in there? Do you need the electrolytes? Where are you on?
That's a good question. We
that
do
kind
recommend
of stuff.
I drink
some salt
water.
Use in our plan. Our foods are relatively low sodium. Mm-hmm. You're making your own dinner meal, so you're going to salt that. But you do need a bit of salt to replace those electrolytes that you're losing through.
But smart water has electrolytes in it, so
smart water is a good choice. Just salting your food a bit is a good, easy choice to do that.
Let's
but
get
we
back
can
to
watch
me.
That on the plan, too.
I want to talk about me. So how many ounces of water should I be drinking?
At your current weight today, I'd say about 100 ounces.
201 pounds.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How many ounces?
About 100.
It's really not that hard.
Are you on drugs?
It's not that hard.
100 ounces? That's
she's
like
been through
47 six-packs.
While we sat here.
I know.
How many ounces is...
I probably drank...
Somebody do the math.
Not that I'm in competition with my husband, but I probably drank about 80 to 100 ounces of water a day, liquid a day. And I don't drink soda.
Yeah, we have one of those water coolers, and I build my muscle mass by putting that bloody thing in.
Yeah, and every time
minutes.
I'm like, we need a new one, he's like, I just put one in. I'm like, I know, I drink a lot of water.
Water is vital. I mean, if you're on medications, your medications will
right.
work better.
Well, my hope is with his diet, because as I said, it has been a yo-yo thing, he is on a lot of medications.
Which means you need even more water.
Right, which, you know.
Just on blood pressure and heart stuff.
I don't know, you take a lot of pills in the morning.
I know, but that's. Turmeric and vitamins.
I mean, there's a lot of bottles.
I know, but half of it is their
thing,
goop.
Right?
Plus you take vitamins and vitamin E. Half of it's their stuff.
Okay. It just looks like there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, roll the wheelchair in here next. I hate
but,
you.
No, but you can control that with your diet and hopefully not be on it, right?
And
that's the ultimate goal.
That's the goal. And a couple of things that we measure at EMP 180 is your hydration. Mm-hmm. There's a calculation we can run so I can tell every person.
And you said I'm well hydrated and I'm drinking the 60
ounces. Your numbers were good today.
That's good.
And
today being the key word.
Secondly, I never should have introduced the two of you, by the way. That was a big mistake.
Secondly, we can measure water retention. So the body should retain a certain, you know, healthy levels of water. Mm-hmm. And with our machine, we're able to watch you weekly, see if that's spiking, if you're retaining too much water, which is going to equate to weight.
Right.
That has to do with diet. Chances are you're, you know, having too much sodium. So we want to keep those electrolyte balance, and we can measure all of that on our program.
But let's talk about water retention, because I think a lot of people, I think that's one of the reasons why people don't consume as much liquid. They're afraid that if they are going to retain it. What are some of the causes of water retention, and how does the diet help alleviate that those issues?
The number one cause for water retention is sodium intake.
Okay.
Most people are grossly over the amount of sodium they should be eating per day, mostly because of eating out. Fast food, takeout, those kind of people eating out has increased about 45% over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, sodium levels increase.
Right.
So that's the number one reason. The number two reason that you would retain water is medications. Mm-hmm. There are some medications that naturally have you retain more water, and there's not a lot you can do about it, mm-hmm. except drink plenty of water. You know, the example I always use, if you're on high blood pressure meds and you're drinking about 50, 60% of the water you should do should do daily, your medicine's not working at 100%. Mm-hmm. Medicines only work at 100% if you are hydrated. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to take that risk of an important medication, most of which we take are important, not working at 100%.
Right. Well, actually, it's interesting that you say that, because I think a lot of people take medication, like they don't even bother. Some people swallow pills.
Without water.
Without water. And it's sort of like a...
I watch that.
Like a badge of honor. Like, yeah, I can just take my pills. I don't need any water. But you're not helping your body.
Shame
you're not helping
your
body absorb anything or help those pills actually function within your body.
I mean, you'll feel less fatigue if you're hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
I always use the example, like, eating well and being hydrated. I'm just a nicer, kinder person if I have all that in order.
So like, can I ask a question about sparkling waters?
Yes.
Because now we have, okay, so you're on that page. So now we have, like, La Croix are, like, the biggest rage, right? And, you know, they are no calories. They do have a little bit of sodium.
Right? Yeah.
But how do you feel about them? Because there was, like, a little bit of a rumor that maybe they weren't as okay.
There was a rumor that there was, not battery acid, that's stupid.
That is stupid.
What do you put in your, God, this is terrible.
When you get
I'm
to
having
it.
A senior moment. But the stuff you put in your radiator.
Oh, antifreeze.
Antifreeze. That there was antifreeze in like the...
I'm not sure that.
Yeah, that
that's what
like,
you told me. Glycol
like,
sulfate or something.
I never told
some of those
you that.
Drinks.
You said so. You told me the first
he
time I met you.
The weirdest
that
thing.
That.
That's like spider eggs and bubble yum gum. Am I dating myself? Yeah. Do you remember when they said Mikey died because he ate bubble yum gum and it had spider
eggs? He died because his brothers killed him. That's why.
Anyway. No, so they're totally cool.
Totally
healthy,
fine.
Drink
totally
them.
Fine. Always check the food labels. I'm not aware of everything out there on the market.
Are there electrolytes in...
No, there's no electrolytes
no, it's just
in that.
Not in all bubbly water. Smart Water now has a version out with electrolytes.
Oh, does it really?
Nice. And it's fabulous.
I bet.
Right.
Oh,
it's I want to take us to another place.
Yeah, because we're running out
Eric,
of time.
You have five locations around the area, right?
We do.
Run them off real quick.
Alexandria, Woodbridge, Rockville, Tyson's, and Ashburn.
So pretty much wherever you live around the area, you can get to one. What are the future plans for EMP 180?
Most likely two locations in downtown D.C. by first quarter 2020, possibly another location in Annapolis, and then work our way north.
Philly, New York.
Well, one of the things I want to address, because we haven't talked about it, both Margie and Mark, we talked about you guys going in and meeting with your Vanessa, so to speak. But did you ever have times when you couldn't get in? Were you able to do it as a phone call or a Skype? Like, what do you do for people whose schedule is accommodation available for people who can't physically make it in all the time? Marjorie, go ahead.
Yeah, I was lucky. I live right near Tyson's.
Okay.
And so I could go in. But I do have a really good friend who lives in Houston who's mm-hmm. going to go on that diet. She's going to come visit with Vanessa, and then they're going to do it through Skype the whole time.
And
she's going to give her...
mail her her...
Yeah, they mail the food.
Ship the food.
And then she's going to give her some kind of the same kind of a scale so that she can do it from Houston, Texas.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because I think that may be for some people, yeah. You know, like if you need to lose weight, you will put whatever guardrail in front of you to mm-hmm. block yourself from actually going. Like, oh, I got to go in there. Oh, I got to do this. Like anything you can to sort of, you know, procrastinate on that. I think if you can remove those barriers, mm-hmm. You know, then there's no excuse.
And I think you touch on a really good point. I think that's what all of the coaches do well at EMP 180 is we fight through every excuse you give us. There really isn't one that's going to justify not being healthy. We've heard them all.
Right.
But our remote program is hugely successful. We can treat anybody anywhere. I mean, we've, you know, I think even had, you know, Sweden, mm-hmm. believe it or not, someone who was in the military forces was going over to Sweden. It's quite simple. You can come in for the body comp. We have a scale that's not the InBody, but comparable that we can send you.
Mm-hmm.
We do your numbers over the phone. We send you your food. Do the weekly calls over the phone.
Great.
And we have clients who are hugely successful with that.
Okay, so Mark, if you were going to give one piece of advice to somebody who was thinking about using EMP 180, what would it be?
Well, actually, I've had two people that I recommended, and they both gone. So when they see me, I'm a walking advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what do you do?
Body buy? Is that what we're going to start with? Like a T-shirt that says body buy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just people see me, they ask, what have you ever done? I told them, and then they come.
Okay, great. And what about you, Margie?
Same thing. You know, when I teach a class, I've recommended a bunch of people, and they've gone, and they're already on the program, because they see me, they go, what the heck did you do? I thought you were okay before, but you really look different.
And you feel really good.
And I feel much better, because I was like Mark. I had a few, I don't have too many aches and pains. I'm lucky in that sense, but I do feel my knees don't hurt at all. I don't have to roll my ankles in the morning like I used to, like old people do, and roll my wrists and stuff. I just pop out of bed.
I think you pop out of bed anyway.
I'm going to tell you what else.
You're like amazing. Oh my God.
Here's the other thing.
Yes. And
for me, I mean, you can fool yourself. If you look at yourself head on and you're not really morbidly obese, you can say, oh, I look pretty good. And then you stand to the side and you see that basketball. When if you're starting to buy shirts where the collars are bigger and the shirts are, you know, you're going from a medium to a large to an XL. If you're going from a 32 to a 34 to a 36 to a 38 pant, I mean, that's what drove me to it. It's just at some point, you can say enough. Either that or I'm just going to die a fat old tub of lard, and I don't want to go that way.
Okay. Do you want to end on that pleasant, positive?
I just think if you I mean, the beauty is
that how you
if
the
you
show,
call these
done.
Guys, because I didn't know much about it. If you call these guys and you go in there, you'll get charged right away. I don't mean charged on your credit card. I mean, you'll get charged up, and you'll get ready to go. And the first week when you go in there and you've lost 3 or 4 or 5 pounds, it's mind-blowing. It's okay. Great.
Well, we want to thank you all for coming in studio today. It was really a very inspiring show to see how well you both have done and lost weight and continue to succeed. And it was great to hear about the nutrition value and the support. And about, Eric, about the idea and how you guys came into it. So we want to thank you all for coming in studio today. I do want to tell everybody who's listening, you can download the show on iTunes, and you can go to Full Service Radio or the list are you on it.com to find everything that you heard here today. You can also follow me on social media. I'm at Nikki Nellis, NYCCINELLIS. Especially on Instagram and Twitter, where I talk about everything that's going on, not just here in the studio, but also all around the DC market. Next week is going to be a lot of fun and a little different than this show. First of all, we have Ivan Lopez, who owns a fabulous, fabulous winery in the region of Navarra in Spain.
I'm sure he'll be taking us.
And, yeah, he's not taking us, but he's bringing it in. And then Ellen and Todd Gray are coming in.
Ugh.
Food waste has been one of Ellen and Todd Gray's major goals. They own Equinox Restaurant, and they really want to eradicate it. And they're doing these fabulous dinners to help educate people to get rid of food scraps by putting them in your food. So we're going to be talking about all of that with them when they come in next week. So we want to thank everybody again for joining us today. Thank you to all the people in studio. Everybody, please have a delicious week.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.